Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and again, the angels are coming through, and they are not failing us as we have moved into 2018. This week, we're going to discuss some ways that Archangel Haniel, also known as Anael, it's A-N-A-E-L, that's not as common of a name here where I come from, so most of us know her as Haniel, and I say her because she feels more of a nurturing feminine energy, where angels don't have a gender, okay, just so you know, where Michael will feel more masculine and protective and strong like that, Haniel comes through when we need a hug, you know, we need a hug in life, our emotions are overwhelming us, we're feeling down and we need joy, things like that. Haniel is amazing with that, very powerful angel to work with, including when there's cycles with the moon, which some of us really feel every month. I know I have for years, which led me into studying more about that. Not everybody feels that, but I am noticing that people are starting to feel it more and more and more. So, you know, as people are awakening, they're starting to tap in and pick up on these things that they may not have noticed before. And the energies that keep coming in stronger and stronger, it's just nonstop, but not to hurt us, to change us for the better and to help us. So when we fight against it is when it feels bumpy. So what I've been wanting to do with the show and where I feel really led with spirit to help you and be here as a support for you, delivering that information as we need it, as we're going through, is for that encouragement and to know that their support is there, and maybe even introducing you to something brand new that's a very different way of approaching things for you. The show is metaphysical. We work with the angelic realm. I have since I was a child. And we work with energy, the energy behind everything. That's what led me into energy healing. So I've had so many experiences since I was as young as I can remember, honestly, that this is just a natural part of my life that I'm sharing with you. Not afraid to share it anymore. Used to be, you know, growing up in something that, you know, they didn't look at that or they shunned it, you know, you feel like you got to hide it. Well, not anymore for me, and I'm hoping that that's the case for you, because we want to accept different ways. I'm not even trying to say that my way is the only way, but it is the way that works for me. So this show in particular is interesting because on January 31st, which is just in a few days, next week, today's the 25th live broadcasting. So in just about 6 days, we have a very rare event with the moon. We haven't had one in 150 years. That's how rare. So most people today, I don't think, would have ever experienced this one. If you are older than 150, then okay, I'm impressed. So now, what is this one? This one is, it's a super moon, which is a bigger moon. You know, they're closer to Earth, so they look bigger in the sky, and they're really amazing. It's also a blood moon, and that's just the way it aligns with the sun and the Earth and all of that, causing the gases to make it have that color. And then it's a blue moon. Blue moon just means we've had two full moons in 1 month. You know, once in a blue moon, that happens occasionally. And then it's also an eclipse. So we have a super blue blood moon eclipse on January 31st. That's a lot. So I was very thankful and very excited to work with Haniel, Archangel Haniel, for this one, because she is a great angel to work with when it comes to the energies of the moon. And this one's coming with some potent energy, energy to help you change. And this has been the growing theme. We have the 11s. We have the whole entire year. It has the energy of transformation. It started last year. Now, this particular moon, and I'm going over this, so then we're going to talk about how Haniel can help you with this. But this particular moon, think about the last 6 months of 2017. What were you dealing with? I was doing this yesterday, and I was trying to think, now, what was I dealing with? I'm not really sure what I was dealing with. Was I dealing with anything? And, of course, we were. We all were. But you, in particularly, if you were going through some growth, some changes, some healing, some releasement, whatever that was, this moon brings resolution to that. It's kind of like closing the book on that one, like closing the book on that last 6 months of 2017. Now, we keep saying, oh, we're in the new year, we're moving. Yes, new energy is moving us forward. And you keep hearing, well, I thought we already were in the new. It's trickling and gradually coming in. However, the trickle has sped up a lot in the last year or so, especially when we went into this year. It did speed up a lot last year, but it keeps increasing the flow of how it's coming through. So manifesting is much faster. Awareness comes in quicker. It's going to be easier if you're working on your intuitive gifts, which Archangel Haniel is wonderful to work with on that as well. And just in general, what are you trying to create in your life? So this is a great lineup coming up here, guys. And you can work with her at any time when it comes to emotions or, you know, anything that wants to go inward. Because she's about going inward, introspect, intuition, trusting your intuition, helping you develop your intuition. In fact, that's how she introduced me to other names that she's called, you know, like Ananel. And it was helping me to confirm to me and show me and validate to me. That was just something she did with me. I was working on strengthening my skills for just to know and not doubt and have the accuracy. You know, that's what we always want. We're always striving to be as clear as we can be. And so out of the blue, I'm doing something else. And I hear Ananel. I'm like, who is that? I didn't realize what it was. So, I mean, immediately it had me digging in. And when I asked her to help me with my intuition, I end up with, you know, stacks of books around me, some of them as thick as encyclopedias and phone books on angelology and the roots of it, the ancients, the you name it. I constantly study, and the more I study, the more you find, oh, wow, I've been working with them all my life, but there's a whole lot more going on here. It's also knowing the history of it, but also how we work with it today and how we can work and find a way that works for us and how we can truly trust what comes from within us ourselves. So this angel is great for that. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're going to work on. And we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about what some of that moon energy is going to bring up for us, how this angel can help you with it. And it's really not that hard to call on this angel. It's really not that hard to call on any of them. You know, sometimes when I was studying this, it looked like there was all these rituals and there was all of this. And I'm not really a ritual person. I'm just like you. I'm an everyday person. And I knew I was having connections. I knew they were in my life because I was even 5 years old when I remember an event. And I mean, seeing them, you know, right in front of me and helping me through things. And I thought, well, why? I've never been doing those rituals. Why we got to do the rituals? Well, that's not to say rituals are not the right way to do it. Rituals help people with their focus. If you can focus easily and have your intention clear and you don't need like the talisman or you don't need the candle to stare at or you don't need any of that, that's fine. But at the same time, if you have a very distracted mind, it can help you to do that with a ritual. So that's the way I have seen rituals worked, you know, through religion, through anything we do. If you have something that you do, or you go to that same place to meditate, and there's a little bit of a difference with that because you actually are infusing your energy into those areas. But with metaphysics, there's a lot of different ways to come up to the same thing. And it is finding and tapping into what really resonates with you and what works. So I encourage you to try different ways if you don't feel like something is working for you. One of the things that this will teach you is instant gratification is not what you want here. You want to just allow it and let it go. Sometimes it's so simple that we just overthink it. Most of the time, that is what the problem is. We're just overthinking it, and we start doubting everything because we're overanalyzing it, which is very mental energy. And now you've pulled away from that connection. So most of the time, that's what I've seen or experienced when others are having a hard time with it. So just know this is absolutely an incredible time. It's an incredible time to tap in. It's an incredible time to work on your intuition. It's an incredible moon coming up. This energy is awesome. Even if you don't feel those energies, you might be feeling it in different ways, and we'll talk about that too. So we have a lot we're going to share. We have video streams open. We're live streaming on Facebook through TransformationTalkRadio.com on their Facebook page. I've also have that shared on my two Facebook pages. So there's three pages out there on Facebook that have the live stream video going. We are also YouTube live streaming, and I'm doing that through my website and my YouTube channel. That's at jenroyster.com. You can go to the talk show page and find everything there. Everybody else, you might just be listening, and we want to welcome you too, because good old radio is good old radio, right? So we have it going on everywhere. I'm looking forward to sharing some very encouraging, positive, uplifting, joyful news with you from Archangel Haniel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching the video live stream. Please stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
All right, what we have is Archangel Haniel. So if you're just tuning in, that was fun, wasn't it, with technology? And energy can affect technology, and that usually happens with me. So here's what we got going on. We have that full moon energy. So what's going on with that energy? Let me talk about that a little bit, okay? It's we have 11 energy, right? This is major stuff for working on your gifts, your abilities. It could bring up some old things that you've been working on in the past that you've been feeling that have been lingering, like especially in that last 6 months of last year. And not just then, it could be really old stuff if you already resolved that. It'll just keep clearing and purging as the energy frequencies come in. It'll keep purging, clearing everything out. So just know that. Now, what else is going on here? Some of it is for you to find clarity on which way you want to go, how you want to find your gifts. How does Archangel Haniel help with that? She's wonderful for helping you to tap into the intuition for clarity on what those gifts are. Maybe you don't know what those gifts are. Maybe you keep searching and you just want to know, well, what do I do? I want to do so many things. You're overwhelmed. You're overthinking it. You have 50 different directions you're going in. She can help you hone it in and narrow the focus a bit to where you can really shine and develop that area. Doesn't mean you don't do any of the other things, but sometimes we just have to organize it, which was what we were talking about with Archangel Michael last week. He's great for the organizing. Haniel can help you fine-tune with clarity what those hunches are that are coming from inside you. The other thing she's really good at, when things are coming in and maybe you've had some bumpy, tough things to release, let go of, to heal from, maybe you feel really down, she is wonderful and can bring in the energy of joy very gracefully. That's why she feels, you know, kind of a gentle feminine energy. And that doesn't matter whether you're or a man or woman. You know, everybody needs a little joy when we need to be encouraged with whatever we have going on. So what I love when I have felt her with myself is you can feel very down, very low, and then you can ask for that assistance. And sometimes I've just asked in general to the angels, not even asking a specific one. And I've said, you know, I need to feel some sort of encouragement. I need to feel something better than the way I feel right now. You know, this is just the way I've experienced it over the years. And it can happen very quickly. You can go from feeling very low to very joyous very quickly. She can bring something into your sight and distract you with something that will bring a smile to your face right when you need it. She can it's interesting because it's not scary to work with her for intuition. And I like that about her because it's not scary. It's not creepy. It's actually quite beautiful. It's quite gentle. It feels very safe. And she doesn't overwhelm. So it's a wonderful angel to work with if you're feeling overwhelm, anxiety, you're worried about, I know I should be doing something, but I don't know what it is. Things like that. She's so good with that. And I just loved that she came in. And here's another one, guys. She's wonderful for manifesting. Manifesting? Whoa, she can help you manifest? Yeah, she can. Yeah, not just Raziel, but she can do that. Manifesting your gifts, manifesting what's inside, what you really feel is right for you. She can help you with that. The whole thing, all these angels coming in with the way they can help you, the 11 energy through the whole year, just 2018 in general, it feels completely different if you allow yourself to tap into that energy. Absolutely, you can resist it, not do it, all that good stuff. Absolutely, you can do that. But you can, how do I say it? There's a way to tap in and feel this energy and feel a lifting to where you are not getting caught up and overloaded by all the old energy in the world that's just crumbling all around itself. Yes, you're going to see that. But don't focus too much there, guys, because if you're trying to live in a higher frequency, we call that dimensional living, like 3D dimension is really fear-based and really honestly looks like it's falling apart once you get up into these higher frequencies. A lot of people are shifting into fourth. And a majority of people are, even if they don't even know that's what they're doing. And then moving up toward a fifth dimensional lifestyle, angels are seventh dimension. Okay. Just give you a perspective. It's going to be a lot easier. The higher your frequency, the closer the gap is. There's not so much gap from third to seven is a little harder to connect to than five to seven. You see, there's a lot of people going back and forth between all the different dimensions, and you'll feel that too. But you're going to find that you're preferring one over the other. And that's a choice that you're making. Now, she's great because this energy with this moon is coming in with Leo energy, which is courage and strong and speaking out. And yeah, it's like going for it. No shyness there. Don't be worried about that. Just be you, you know, be you with this energy. So, you know, there's something about her that it just flows in. She will work with your dreams a lot. You know, have you ever noticed that when you're around the moon energy or when it comes close? I notice that. When I cycle through the month, I notice that dreams are way off the chart, a lot heavier about a week ahead of a full of the moon. I know it's coming because of the way my body is reflecting it back. Because we have so much water, we have, 80% water, maybe even more than that. That alone right there, if it's affecting, and I live by the ocean, if it's affecting the ocean and the waves and the tide is higher during a full moon, I mean, it moves it, it changes it. Well, you have all this water inside of you. It makes sense. Water energy, the element of water, is also associated with emotions. So Haniel can help you with emotional things that are going on for you, emotions that you're working with to process, that you're trying to, you know, settle into, things like that. There's a lot going on here in the next 5 days. I'm already feeling it. Some of you might be feeling more tired, like you need to sleep more. If you can at all possibly do that, let yourself sleep, because your body is upgrading and healing and replacing cells that need to be replaced with better ones and new ones. It only does that when you're asleep. Don't freak out if you're having a bout of insomnia, because sometimes you'll go back and forth with that. There's a balance to it. But if you are tired and you feel like you need more sleep, then do it. If you feel that you're starting to feel more run down, like, oh man, I'm just wearing out, you really need to address. This is the physical body trying to keep up with all the energy going on here. If you feel like you are just getting run down, or you're catching every cold that goes by, and we don't even want to talk about all that other virus that's out there. If you focus on your immune system and make it a priority, that's the ticket with whatever it is you have going on. That's a metaphysical answer. It's one that I live by, that they've taught me, and it's been the best thing I've ever learned, is support your immune system for the physical body while it's trying to catch up with all this high-frequency energy flowing through that's upgrading us completely. I know that sounds kind of weird the way I'm saying it, but it's the easiest way to say it because it's so new and different. It's kind of like a computer upgrade, major overhaul of our physical bodies that have our souls anchored inside. But if that's rising in a frequency, then the vehicle needs an upgrade, and that's what's going on. So you want to support your upgrade. This is the way to say that. And Neil says, she brings in a peaceful feeling, and that's what I love about her as well. I mean, she really is one of my favorite angels. She brings just a calm, safe energy that really helps you. She's like holding your hand. It's like that. It's like she's holding your hand as you're walking through those areas of life that you are either avoided, or you're trying to handle, or you're just trying to, you know, be okay with it, that kind of thing. You know, she'll walk through with you where you don't feel alone. It's very comforting to have an energy from an angel that's so soothing. She's so graceful. I mean, it's just so graceful that you just feel that showering over you. The joy, and to know that, wow, I mean, to be lifted with joy from when you were feeling so low, to me, those are the beautiful miracles in life that really are not that hard to connect into. An eclipse, I want to go over that with the moon. The eclipse, anytime there's an eclipse, it intensifies the energy that's already there. So see, that's even more 10 times more potent. You know, it just brings it in even more so. So when I see all of these things lining up, and some people are putting on this negative spin on it, I mean, that's what they want to do. I don't see it that way at all. I see these are incredible opportunities to really work, flow with the energy, don't go against it, and watch the manifesting in your life and the changes that you've been wanting to bring in come through much easier. Have moon energy. So we are going to actually take a break now, and hopefully our sound is better now. And just think about what you want Haniel to help you with. When we come back, we're going to kind of work with that a little bit. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. We're talking about Archangel Haniel. If you're new to the show, this is Metaphysics. We're talking about working with angels to help us in life, to help our souls grow. Now, one of the things, that was my voice, actually, not the sound. One of the things that Haniel reminds me of, and all of the angels are actually reminding me of this, that I want to make sure I don't forget to mention, is they will help you with manifesting very quickly when you're proactive. So with manifesting, just to be clear, it works a whole lot better when, this is the way I've experienced it. It works a lot better when, for example, I would ask Haniel, I've got 5 different projects I want to do. Which one would be the one? How can I work to make this happen or something like that? Or what can I do to, you know, you work on what you can do to make things happen in your life. Not, can you give me $1 million? It would be more, how can I work and find a way to increase my income? And boy, let me tell you, you'll start to see things come in much quicker. It's a lot easier for them to help you manifest what you need when you're asking for what you can do to work on your end, because that's a lot easier and a lot quicker. I mean, it's realistic, honestly, and it makes sense, because working with them, they can guide you, but we have to do some work too. And it really is coming to play more and more. I see that. So when I'm asking, I always ask them, what do I need to, know? What do I need to know about something? Or do I need to learn about something in particular? I'll ask what I'm looking for, and boom, there it is. I mean, I have looked for hours for a solution to something, especially with all this technical stuff we have going on. I've looked for hours and hours, you know, my team does, you know, like, okay, we're trying to figure this situation out, this problem. And then when I ask, the next day, I'll try again, and there it is, popped right in front of my face. You know, so it's interesting because it just flows. It flows. It's working with the flow of energy versus against the flow, not trying to do everything yourself, so to speak. So I really do appreciate the lessons that she can help you with. I want you to know that when it comes to emotions and resolutions and things you've had in your past, resolution is, it's done. We're going to close that book because you have a new book opening up. Now, we've talked about what it will bring up for you to release because it is a full moon, but it's also because of this unique lineup, you know, long story short, it is bringing in it's kind of a one door closes, the other one opens. It's bringing in a brand new energy to work with again. Yes, more energy. Yes. So honestly, if you think about this, this is important. If it keeps trickling in the way it's been trickling in and it's increasing, it's like you have a trickle at the faucet, but the trickle is increasing in speed. It's coming in faster. If you don't get rid of the water that's already filled up in the bucket, which is the old stuff you have to release, heal, move on from, you're going to feel like you're backpedaling a lot with this energy. And it's here to help you in very positive ways. But if you resist it, it's like swimming against the current. You know, we kind of relate to it that way, living on the ocean. You know, we learn how to, we have riptides here a lot. We learn how to swim parallel to them versus against them so they don't take you out and drown you. And so that's just something you learn when you're very young, when you live here by the water, but you're learning to work with it. Some people would understand that as learning to horseback ride. You are going to move with the movement of the horse, not against the horse. Energy flowing in is the same way. You're learning to work with the flow, not against it. And gosh, even martial arts, they teach you to use the momentum. Not, you don't have to be big and strong and have all the strength. That's why those little tiny martial art people can take you and toss you over on the other side of the room. Have you ever seen that? They learn how to use the momentum of the movement. They're not wearing themselves out like that. It's energy. They know how to move the energy. So you're going to learn in your life the way you want. And that's what Haniel can help you do. So let's talk about how we could work with her. Now, I said at the beginning, you don't necessarily need a ritual, but I want to give you a couple of things that people do that work for them. And if you don't want to do rituals, you don't have to. You can simply close your eyes and ask the angel for insights that can help you with whatever you have going on or to help you notice and acknowledge joy, things like that, and say thank you, of course, you know, with gratitude. That's the way I do things most of the time because I can do that anywhere. I don't feel restricted. If I need to call on an angel, I don't need to be at home in my ritual place with my special candle and all that. You can do that, and a lot of people enjoy that. I'm not knocking that, but you can do it without all of that. And I want you to know that. So it doesn't feel restricted. I mean, you might be traveling, you might be on a plane somewhere, you might be at work in your desk and you need something then. That feels a little disempowering to me if I need to wait till I get home to have all my ritual stuff. So that's why I'm saying that. But by all means, a lot of people enjoy them. They'll use silver candles, kind of like silvery moon. If you like to work with crystals, wearing the moonstone helps you connect with Haniel. If you like crystals, that's the one you want to use. She's kind of got a pale blue vibe, you know. For me, that's the way I feel. It's like a very soft, powdery blue, which is calming. It's kind of like the color you would paint in an infant's room. You know, it's a soft blue, like a baby blue, I guess. And it's just a gentle feeling to the energy that she has. She doesn't steamroll over. And honestly, you can just sit and just feel calm. You just feel calm. You just feel a calming coming over you. So when this energy comes, or I'm already feeling it actually for this moon coming in that's on January 31st, guys, you want to look at your local time zones to see, you know, the timeline of when it exactly is how happening, because everybody's going to have a different timeline for that. I need to find out what it is for my time zone. You don't have to wait for that day, but be aware of it on that day. I mean, if you make an intention to, okay, I'm going to acknowledge this energy because I want to work with it, not against it, so it's not tripping you up and you're not aware, just being aware of it there is half the battle. That really helps a lot. So I'm already starting what I'm doing. I'm actually focusing and bringing that energy and gently letting it roll in as it increases up to the full moon. Look for what you want to let go of and close that book from last year. Whatever, particularly around August, if you had something going on then, or you know, that last 6 months, like July to August, but especially August, look for what you could close and find resolution and release if that's something that's lingering. Number two, look for what you can do yourself to be proactive. Look for things that do bring joy in your life, and that is a one big one that she always reminds me of is you need to pick. It's like she comes in, she'll say, you need to pick me up, Jen. So go to the easel and start painting, or go play with Emmy, your dog, or go for a walk on the beach. I mean, she will just tell me to do things I love to do and remind me, not tell me, remind me, you know, if you pick up the paintbrush, you're going to feel better. And she's right every single time. Every single time. She really is. So what is it that you love to do, but maybe you got caught up in a spin of, I don't have time, I got to get this done, you know, and you're jumping through the hoops of everybody else and everything else. What do you need to do so you can feel that joy in your life? That is what she will remind you of. If you're not even sure anymore, ask her to help you remember what they are. That's a good way to start working with her. If you've been in a slump for a while, ask her to help you remember the joys that you love to do. They go, I don't even know what I love to do anymore. I don't even know how to feel anything. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know. That's what they say. Ask her. Ask Haniel about that. And then you go about your day and let it go. And then just watch the synchronicities and the things flow in. And you'll remember and, you know, acknowledging, oh, of course, thank you, Hanny. You know, yeah, I can't imagine my life without them in it because they've always been in my life. And that's why I love sharing about them through different aspects. They actually introduced me and should have shown me a lot through astrology and numerology and just showing the synchronicities. And so that's why I bring it up here, because it connects. I'm not saying it's the only way, but it does connect. So guys, we're going to take a last break here. Think about that. And when we come back, we'll just kind of wrap up how we can work with Haniel and what you want to make happen and work the best for you in your life with this moon energy coming up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Hello to everybody in the live chat on Facebook and on YouTube. It's great to see you guys there. I do want to say hello to you. And we will be right back after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
And welcome back to the show. This is our last segment, and we've been talking about Archangel Haniel and the moon energy and intuition. And this angel is an amazing angel to work with all that going on. Manifesting, intuition, working on your spiritual gifts. Do you seem to have one that's coming in more, like you could swear you're hearing something or you're seeing something, or you're just knowing, you know, you don't know why you know, you just know. All those intuitive gifts, Haniel can help you with. And a lot of times, if you have them coming in, they're going to be more enhanced around a full moon. This one coming on January 31st is pretty strong. Now, here is some good things to remember. It is the end, closing a chapter, ending what was ever going on last year, last half of last year. However, it is bringing in new energy. And if you can align and just have that intention that you want to work in the flow of that energy, you're going to have the power to shift whatever you need to shift in your life. You're going to have the power to go in a whole new direction. You're going to have the stamina. You're going to have the excitement. You're going to have the joy. Haniel can help you with this. Great angel to work with in this next several days leading up. And the influence of a moon is usually strongest on the full moon. You'll feel it starting to get increasing as it's getting closer to it. I always pick up and really notice it a week ahead. Not everybody does. And then it'll do the same thing on the other side of it after we have the full moon. A lot of times for about 2 weeks. So just know that this is a great opportunity. She will bring the joy in. She will bring the grace and safe feeling of trusting your intuition. That's the best part, I think. You are learning about that innate part of you that is your higher self that you really do want to get to know and work with and trust, especially now while we're trying to move into something brand new. She's amazing for that. You know, Leo's going to give you that courage and, you know, you're not going to back down. You're not going to be all shy. You know, it's not going to have, you're not going to have the stage fright or whatever you want to call it, because Leo does not back down. Leo is, here I am. Now, this is a great opportunity lining up here, guys. And I say, let's go for it. Because right after this is, we're moving into February energy. We're moving into the energy that amplifies with a number two, which is, again, 1, 1. 1 plus 1 is 2. So 2 and 11, they work together. In some numerology, they bring it all the way down to a 2. But the master numbers usually don't. They stay at 11. And this is like reaping rewards that you have worked so hard and so long for. But you have to know that you're worthy of it. You have to know that that's your joy that you can allow in. Let Haniel show you how you can do that uniquely for you. And that's what I really love about this angel. So I would love, guys, for some feedback from you whenever. You can do it on my Facebook page. You can find my Facebook pages one of them is The Jen Royster Show. You just look that one up. The other one is Dr. Jen Royster, and you can find the pages that way. I would love to know your feedback on how you've experienced this in the next week. If you have any experiences and you work with this angel, you feel that moon energy, I would love for us to share how we've experienced it, how we've come around to it, what we've discovered. And it can also be supportive and help somebody else and just to know that you're not by yourself trying to do all this. So I put that out there. If you want to share, you don't have to, but I think it would be awesome to know how everybody's doing with that. Those two pages are there. You can also go to my website, send us an email, and we can share that on the show next week. Next week, we will be focusing on the February energy and angel guidance for February. Can you believe it? We're already into February. So, guys, we are wrapping up an incredible month that has really launched us into changing our lives for the better into 2018. You're going to be practicing keeping your focus on where you want to go, not what was behind you, not the pain, not what you're trying to move out of, because manifesting is working very quickly right now. So you really want to work with your manifesting, and you hear that a lot. You're going to hear, keep your focus on what you want. Yes, and I know that that's hard to do sometimes. I'm realistic with that. It's the angel, Haniel, is going to be a wonderful friend in your corner for the next several days, maybe the next 2 weeks. I would say work with this angel in the next 2 weeks, because it's so calming and so soothing. And then yet the clarity comes through. The insights that you will have come through from within you are the best. Nothing I can say will be better. Nothing anybody can say will be better than what you will receive from your own intuition for what you need to know in this moment. And that is really a passion for me to teach. As a teacher in spirituality, I want people to trust their intuition. I want people to trust their higher self. I want them to know that's what you want to listen to. That's what you want in the driver's seat of your life. I want you to know angels are there to support you at any time, and there is a beautiful energy out there to connect to in life. I want to focus on things like that, because we all are going through it. We're all seeing all this stuff crumbling around us. We're going through our challenges. We go through them here too. But when I go this route, it has never failed me. That is where I draw my strength. That is where I draw insight and encouragement. That's where it has just always worked. So I can only share with you what I know from experience and how it works for me. So I'm just sharing that with you and wholeheartedly. So I'm hoping that it will inspire you to allow yourself to let awareness into your life. Awareness is a big deal. If we're unaware, then we're not going to see these wonderful insights in our life. Intuition teaches you more awareness. If you're highly sensitive, you probably really are feeling this right now, but we don't want to focus on all the things that are negative. We want to focus on how this highly sensitive gift is a benefit and how to use it that way. This has been, I feel very excited about it. And I'm going to go myself and work with Haniel, actually, after I get off the show, because I got things I want to know too. So I hope you have enjoyed listening about Haniel. I hope you will look into how this angel can be a wonderful asset in your corner with the other angels, and know that your intuition is worth listening to. Absolutely. Your own intuition is always going to tell you what you need to know. And for you, not me, not anybody else. So remember, next week we're going to work with the February energy because that's coming up. So I'm going to be diving into focusing on that. And please let us know if there's anything you would like to hear about. You can contact me over on my website, jenroyster.com. You can also check out the live streaming, the upcoming shows, things like that. And also thank you to our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com, for helping us to stream this to you on Facebook and into all the audio channels out there. So they're a great network, and I appreciate and have a lot of gratitude for them. So thanks, guys, so much for listening, and we will see you here next time on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.